introduce three malachas: Zora, Borer, Umarakya. The Mishnah has them in the list of the malachas, and the Gemara is not so happy about it. Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, Hainu Merakid on Daf Ayin Gimel Mipeis. We have Meleches Tchina. So we take the grains and we grind them. We make them into a flour. However, there are many different Melechas that have to be done in order to end up with a pas. And in the Sidur, the pas, after Tchina, we have Merakid. Merakid would mean that we have some sort of a sieve, and we pour the crushed grain into the sieve, and that separates the soles from the okel. So we have the klipos that are on top, and they are surfaced, and the kemach on the bottom, after this nipui, is now nikia. It's now solus nikia. We've removed some of the psolus. But even after we use the napa, and even after we do the merakid of the kemach, there are still small pieces left of psolus, possibly tsoros, whatever they might be, and we need borer. So in the case of merakid, and Belinetta will speak about this a little bit later on, the kemach, which is naki, goes down, and what's left on top is the psolus. Okay, that's important. And then we have, after borer, we have. So let's go through it all. We start with zora. So zora means that we throw up the kernels into the air, and that removes the klipa, that removes the chaff. Now we do the merakid, and we do the borer, zora, borer, merakid. So what's the difference between these three malachas? Essentially, all these three malachas are geared towards the same goal. The purpose, the tachlis of the malacha, is to get rid of the psolus, to end up with solus nikia. So the Gemara gives a very strange answer. The Gemara says, "Hainu zora, hainu borer, hainu merakid." Why are these three separate malachas counted in the Lamentes malachas as three different avos? Abai v'rova di amri chavayu kol milsa dahavya b'mishkan afal gav de ika de davyala choshivla. It's calculated by the Tana of ambition as separate avos because it was all done in the Mishkan. So Rashi says, afal gav de ika achriti b'hado de davyala. There may be other malachas that are very similar, but nevertheless, if these were done in the process of and for the purpose of creating a pas, they were done in the Mishkan, therefore they become three of. So these are three different pa'ulos that are done in a certain sequence in order to culminate with afiyas ha'pas. So you have the zoreh, and you have the merakid, you have the borer, they're all done to eventually reach a pas.
According to that Gemara, it sounds like the Hainohach, that they're not answering that they're really different. They're really the mice of the
same.
So it would be only going on a field.
The maskana of the Gemara doesn't seem to undermine the Havamim. The premise of the Havamim was Hainu Zorah, Hainu Borah, Hainu Merakid. All three malachas are meant to separate the souls from the altar. The Gemara doesn't reject that. The Gemara never says, well, these are three radically different types of malachas. Each one has its own malachas machshevas, its own tikkun, its own tachas. No. The Gemara just says that it was done in the Mishkan. And these three malachas were done in the Mishkan as part of the Sidur, the Pas. And that makes them into others. Okay, so we're going to get back to this point in just a minute. But first, the Gemara is going to ask another kasha. Okay. In fact, the Gemara, the lechsha of Nami Kotesh, what about Ketisha, when they crush the grains? Rashi says they use the machteshes, and that's how they remove the klipos. And not only that, although that wasn't done as part of Sidur of the Pas to prepare for the Menachos, but in the Mishkan it was done for the Samamonim, And that's called Shchika Samamonim with a Machteshes. And if it's not calculated within the Mishnah as an Av, even though it was done as part of the process of preparing the Simonim, Rashi says, a Lav Mishum de Damya Lidosh. There's a certain striking similarity here between Meleches Disha and Meleches Ketisha. We'll talk about that in just a second. And therefore, because of that similarity, Lo Choshev Lev, we're not going to calculate and be Mone Meleches Ketisha as a separate Av because of its similarity to Dash. And even though Ketisha was done in the Mishnah. So the answers that you gave before are not going to help me. Meaning, to the same extent that even though Bora Merakit are Dumya Lahadadi, but nevertheless you count them as three separate Avos because they were done in the Mishkan as three separate stages or preparations that lead up to Sidur the Pas, then in the case of Samamonim in the Mishkan, they did Ketisha in order to prepare the Samamonim. So you'll tell me, but it's similar to Lash, but you're telling me that doesn't matter, even despite the similarity. You see, the Gemara is still holding on to the premise that all these three Malachas of Zorah, Borah, Merakit are similar, and the only reason we justify counting them as three separate Avos in the Minyan Lamed Tes is because they were done in the Mishnah. So why not say the same thing as far as Ketisha? Rashi now shows you why Ketisha is similar to Lash. And in the Maskonis and Gemara, somehow Ketisha is going to be included under Lash. It's not going to be an Av unto itself. The Gemara doesn't know why, but the Gemara is going to have to answer it. So Rashi says, Didamya Didash. Why? Because he's taking off the Mifrak Malbushu. Right? There's something that encloses or covers the Samamonim, or in the case of things that grow on the, you know, fruits and different vegetables and so forth, there's something around them. And in order to remove that malbush, we do Meleches Disha. And Rashi says that in the case of Chitim, when we put them into Machteshes, we remove the Klipa, and that makes it Dumya the Meleches Dash. Perhaps the difference, if there is any difference whatsoever, at least in the Tzuras HaMalach, in the Mais HaMalach, it would have to be the following, that in Disha, you take off the outside Klipa. In the case of Ketisha, maybe there's some Klipa inside. That's what the Mepharshim say, there's some Klipa Pnimit. And you have to remove that. But basically, whether you're moving the Klipa Chitzonis or the Klipa Pnimis, whether you're doing Dash or you're doing Ketisha, in both cases, you're doing the same thing. And you're taking the malbush out of the, or separating it from the ochel, and therefore you're going to say it's so similar to dash in both cases, therefore we don't count it as one of the lamites malachas, but yet it was done in the Mishkan, so why do you count zora bora malach? So the answer is omer abaye shekein ani ochel pito below ketisha, that an ani could eat his bread without ketisha, he doesn't need ketisha. Ketisha is some sort of an extra effort that's done by the Ashirim, by the wealthy people. They want such a soulless Nakia that they'll even do Ketisha. So Rashi says, Shekein ani ochel pito below Ketisha, lekach achol gav dahavi b'migdash v'av molochehi. Nevertheless, it's not going to be counted as a separate moloch in the Lamites. Kein l'tani le'dash, it's nichlal in meleches dash. And therefore, it's low tani. How is this different than Zorah Borah Meraki? Let's just read through the Rashi. Rashi says Zorah Borah Meraki in Sidur the Pas Ninu, being here at Sidur the Pas, and it's absolutely necessary. Whether you're an Ani or an Asher, you're going to do Zorah Borah Meraki. And that's the Haschola that leads up to and culminates in Sidur the Pas. Is there for Tninu? Then it has that extra chashivus and it deserves to be counted as a separate av in terms of the way the Tana presents the Mishnah. And he gives a marshal, he says, "Can I bring Gabi Ofer? Why does the Mishnah mention Ofer? Havile Levisli Mevashel?" And the answer is because Sidur the Pas. In Sidur, the Pasuk Kovea, how he counts the Malachas and what names he gives them to the 39, and since Afia is the culmination of the first, let's say, 11 Malachas Sidur, the Pas, therefore it's mentioned as Afia. Avol Ketisha, and now Rashi swings back to Ketisha. So why isn't Ketisha mentioned in the Mishnah, after all, it was done in the Mishkan? So Rashi says, Ashirim hu delisise vikache, lasso solas nikir. Avlaniyim lo tarchi, they don't do such a tircha to manage to do a ketisha that'll remove every last fiber of solas, and therefore hilkuch lo tanilu. Umiyu vade av molochahi, ubichlal dash. You know, it's so similar to dash that Ketisha is an Av, no less than Dosh. It's left out of the Mishnah. It's not counted as Lamites because the Aniyim do away with it. It's not worth it to them to exercise and implement so much Tircha for the sake of Solas Nikia. They're willing to, Ichamim Listadeh, you know, they're willing to, it's okay for them if it's not such a Solas Nikia. Now at this point I'm very confused. I'm trying to figure out, so what is the criterion for counting it in the Mishnah, and when is it left out of the Mishnah? For example, when Rashi says that the Aniyim don't bother with this Tircha, it's only the Ashirim who delisei v'kache lasso solas nekiyah. So who are the Aniyim and who are the Ashirim? Or let me ask you this way, what do most people do? You know, we have the silent minority, you know. What do most people do? Or maybe the not so silent majority. You tell me the Ashirim do Ketisha, and they want to solace the Kiyah. And then you're telling me that the Aniyim doesn't bother them, and they'll eat the bread, you know, they're going to have some bran, you know, whole grain bread, you know, without Ketisha, and it's not solace
the
Kiyah.
That's the opposite.
And it's not worth it for them to do the whole Tircha. Yeah, but what does the average person do? You know, Rashi doesn't spell it out.
Is it really about the average person, or is it about that it's something is to be an av meloche, I have to be metaking something, do some side type of takone. Something that already an oni can eat to a certain extent. I'm not.
So it could be an ofinami. I agree with you 100%, Benny, that the oni represents the miut shebemiut. The rov bnei adam ein ofinami will do ketisha. What they would like to eat is, you know, wonderful bread that's made from solas nekiyah. And the chiddush here is that when we calculate malachas, it's not enough to tell me that rov bnei adam will do this and they will subject this kemach to ketisha. No, that's not enough. Rashi's telling you, even though perhaps intuitively you would have said it's totally rov bnei adam, and that itself means that A, it was done in the Mishkan, and B, Rov Bnei Adam, that makes it into a Malach that's Re'uya, you know, Leminyan Lamites, right, should be concluded in Lamites. No, Ketisha is going to be left out of the Minyan Lamites, despite the fact that most people do Ketisha. Rabbeinu Chananel is even more explicit. He says, Kol Bnei Adam Tochnin Bechitin Shalahem L'Solas. In other words, everybody wants solas, says the Rabbeinu Chananel. And what the Aniyim don't do. So the Aniyim turned out to be the miut of Bnei Adam. But nevertheless, in order for a Malacha to be counted in the Mishkan, the Tana says it's got to be done by everyone. And if the Aniyim don't do it, you have a group of people, even if they represent the minority, they don't do it, then it's not going to be included in the counting of the Mishkan, of the Tana of the Malachas. Let it be Nichlal in another Malacha. Again, Rashi insists that Ketisha is an Av Malacha. It won't be counted because not everybody needs Ketisha. But when we get to Zorah Bora Barakev, then apparently every last Jew, no matter how poor he is, at least touch that much, he's going to do Zorah Bora Barakev. Because otherwise he's got pieces that are, you know, are very difficult to do Risha on, and it's not going to come out to be good.
Is it really about the...
Just give me 1 minute, Ben, just so I finish my point here. I'm going to read to you the language of the Ritva. The Ritva writes, Be'emes rov hatzibur lo noeg liktosh sachit. So the Ritva took it intuitively that it all depends upon rov, but he says, rov hatzibur enam noegim liktosh. Umikoshken Shanim. The Kavana Sasugi Shalanim he le rov bnei adam v'rakashirim ha'meunagim kochim. So the Kedish is done by the meunagim. You know, they want to find souls. L'chein lo nicholo haktisha b'chlal amites. So we have Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel on one side, and we have the Ritva on the other side. Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, well, since the Aniyim will do away with Ketisha, that puts Ketisha on a slightly lower level. You know, it's an Av Moloch, it's part of Moloch Es Dash, but it's not going to warrant counting on its own. Even though Rov Bnei Adam don't do Ketisha, the Ritva on the other end says no. The Rov Bnei Adam get away without Ketisha. They don't need the Solus Nekiya. Who needs the Solus Nekiya? Who are these Ashirim? They are the Mu'unagim. And for the sake of the Mu'unagim, you know, that they want the Feinschmeckers, we call them Yiddish, we're not going to elevate Ketisha to be counted in the Lamed Testament. So that's a fascinating thing. Yeah, Benny, what were you saying before? I mean, just drink mine.
It seems, at least I'm not sure about that. That only thing is just maybe like some type of how to show what is melacha. Melacha has to be, something has to be done. There has to be a change. A certain extent. If I don't need it necessarily, I'm doing something. Of course, I'm doing a mice. It's a complete Israel.
So the ritva is gonna gauge the tikkun by what? By Rov Bnei Adam.
Yeah.
And if Rov Bnei Adam don't need Ketisha, that leaves it out. And Rashi says, no, in order to be counted in the Lamed Tes Melachos, it's not enough that you tell me that Rov Bnei Adam do it. We need the Zorah Borah Merakid model. What's the Zorah Borah Merakid model? Everybody does it. Everybody does Zorah Borah Merakid. Without the Merakid, the Rekida, nobody's going to be happy with the Brit. Frek Taisvis, the Intoma, this Tosti Masel Shekane, about 7 lines in. Merakid nami lo listen. Let's drop merakid. Shekein ani ochel pito b'isa blusa. The Gemara at the end of Perek Klal Gadol tells us that the reason why you can calculate for the shear of chalav, of achiv chalav, even the klipos, is because the ani is willing to bake his bread isa blusa. Even together with these klipos, he's not even doing merakid. So Tosa says, if you see that the ani is not doing merakid, so then with all due respect to the fact that it was done in the Mishkan, but the anim are not doing merakid. And again, this fits in very beautifully to Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, because Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel says all of us, we're all going to be counted in the Lamed Tes Melachos if everybody does it. Says Tosus, the sugya says explicitly that the reason why I can be mitzarev even the klipos to the shear of challah is because the ani will eat it that way. So you see that at least there's a group of anim out there who will skip merakid. If they'll skip merakid, then it's like the case of ketisha. What's the difference? Ketisha, you tell me the anim skip ketisha, they do away with it, and therefore you don't count it in the Lamed Tes, but yet when it comes to Meraki, you count it in the Lamed Tes. Why not say the same thing? The Gemara says that Ani Darka Shaloni be Isa Blusa. Yesh Lomar Derov Aniyim Ein Ochlim Belo Harkada. In other words, how many Aniyim will drop and omit Harkada? The Miut She Be Miut. It's already Enodika. However, it says Tosus le'inyan chala. If you want to know whether or not the klipos hametz tarfos lechiyuv shir chala, he says kevan shasubin ochlin. Since they're willing to eat, these aniyim are willing to eat a bread with subin in it. Is karinin be milechem arts? It's already called milechem arts. You know, the fact that it's humanly edible with the subin, that makes it into lechem arts. So as far as Hilchas Chal is concerned, Enochinami, the very fact that the Aniyim will eat it Isa Blus again, which Aniyim? Very few Aniyim. He says that Rov Aniyim wouldn't eat it without Harkadas and Isa Blusa. But since you have that small representation of Aniyim that will eat an Isa Blusa, therefore we can be Mitzareth, the Subin, the Klipos are part of the Shear of Chal. That's called Lechem Ar, Siesh Aniyim Sha'ochlim be Isa Blusa. But If you ask me whether or not it deserves to be counted in the Lamentes Melachos, for that I need that everybody does it. And if there's a group of Adim, a sizable representation of the population that skips Ketisha, they don't need and they don't do the Torah for a Solus Nikia, therefore we're not going to count Ketisha in the Mishnah. But Merakid, everybody does Merakid. You find a group of Aniyim that are going to skip Merakid, they'll eat it with the Subin inside, and they got their bread. Okay, that's fine for the Shear of Challah, right? But as far as Merakid is concerned, Merakid is something that everybody does, and it's not like Ketisha. Now I want to analyze with you a machlokes between the Iglei Tal and the Har Tzvi. The Iglei Tal in Meleches Zoreh, the Iglei Tal is made up of two parts. There's the Guf HaChibur, and then there's the Horus and the Ma. So the Guf HaChibur in Sif Beis, he writes the Inyan Gibel Melachas Elu Yirah Li. Yirah Li is like, the Rambam says Yirah Li, wake up, you open your eyes. So the Iglei Tal says Yirah Li. The Chalukim, we divide up these three Melachos Lahachmir, Velola Hakim, Ketzad. He says the following: if he does all these three Melachos Behelim Achas, he's going to be Chayav Shalosh. Why? Because the Chalukim Lahachmir. He has to bring three chatos. But he says, there's another chumrah here. And by counting them as three malachas, don't tell me there's a kula here, I'm not going to tolerate a kula. We're always going to be machmir. Hareisha zora mikan ma'at. Ubirer mikan ma'at. Vehirkin mikan ma'at. Harelu mitztarfin legrogeres lechayvochatos. He's got a third of a grogeres in Zoreh, he's got a third in Borer, a third in Merakid, and he's chayvochatos. Don't tell me that because we separated them as three different malachos, that's lakula, and therefore you need a full shear of grogeres from each of these three malachos. Then it's tarif l'shir. Why? He says, because kulan malacha achas. Now what happens over here? A man was zore chatzi shir, and he was choresh chatzi shir. He's not chayv chatzis. Because chiluke malachas means that he can't be mitzarif the two malachas together. Comes on the Iglei Tal, and he says, that's true with regard to Zoreh and Choresh, but it's not true with regard to Zoreh, Merakid, and Borer. These three are Malacha Achas. And since they're Malacha Achas, they're all Kedei Lahafrid Es HaKlipa, Es HaSubin, Es HaPsoles. Therefore, they're all one Malacha. We counted them as three in the Mishnah. That's because it's Sidur at the Pas, meaning that these are three Pu'ulos that most of the people do, almost all the people say, the Tosa says maybe there's a mute to the beat of the Adnim that will drop Merakid for the sake of an Issa Beluso, but otherwise everybody does these three malachos. That justifies calculating them as three of us in the Lamed test. However, Malacho Zeosheim, as far as Zahut, the essence of the Malacha, they're all three one Malach. And if you're going to separate them into malachos, that's lechum. That's lechum to be machayev him if he does all three malachos, three chatos, chiluke chatos.
Why, if he does merakid, you're not machayev him for barakim?
Oh, so now Shmuel asks the kasha. Why not say if he does barakim, he's chayev for merakid? How do you know he's not? So that's a sugya on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. We're going to get to it in just about 5-10 minutes. And Rashi learns that sugya, according to Rabbah, at least, that Enoch Hinami, he'll be chai for any one of those three, for any one of the three. Meaning, I don't care which hasra you give him, he violates the malacha. So we'll get to that Rashi in just a minute. But let's finish up with the Igle Tal. So what I presented to you so far is the Igle Tal in the Chibur itself, Beguf HaChibur. But now I want to read to you what he says in the Ha'ara, in his footnotes that surround the text. After having established that there's no din l'kula to be mafkia tziruf in shir grogeres, he says the following: Usmuchin l'kach me'amir v'daf kufdalad amadeiz b'shem hayushal. The Me'iri quotes a Yushalmi, and the Gleital sees in this Yushalmi a basis for his conclusion that we can mitzarif these three malachas to the shir of grogeres. Here's the quote from the Me'iri. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to read to you, not the Me'iri, I'm going to read to you the Igle Tal. Okay, the Igle Tal says, V'nira, l'fi ma shekosav ha-Me'iri v'shem ha-Yerushalmi. Here's what the Me'iri says in the name of Yerushalmi. Kosav os achas u'mochak os achas. Now, the shir of Meleches Ksiva is Shteosios. The shir of Meleches Mechika is Shteosios. He wrote one letter and he erased one letter. Mitztarfen. He's Chayav. Mishum Shehein Min Melech HaAchas. Tzez Ligle Tal.
That's the reverse.
What do you say?
So that's a reverse. So will be any reverse
Melacha Lepones. Oh, excellent. Okay, Moshe Kivanti. Excellent. But let me just finish what he says. Now listen to what the Igle Tal says. He says, Domo Mashakosim Aram Mepere Dal Milchus Macholos Asuris Alokhi Yudzayin Trefa in Nevela Mitztarfa Lekizayis. So if you eat a half a Kizayis of Nevela, you eat a half a Kizayis of Trefa. In both cases, it's Eno Shachur, because there's no Shchita on the Trefa, and the Nevela died without Shchita, is Mitztarfa Lekizayis. Says the Vital, hence we have a Min Achas. And if it's Min Achas, so in the case of these three Malachas, Min Malach Achas, we'll see, that's going to be the... So in the case of Mochek and Kosev, Yushami says it's Min Achas, is therefore it's mitztarif l'shir. So he was mochek one os, he was kosev one os, and he's chayav. Says the Igle Tal, k'mochein af anu nomar, the af zore boru merakim mitztarif l'kogres. Meaning it's also one iser, one malach. Don't ask me, says the Igle Tal, why do we count it as three malachas in the Mishkan? In the Mishnah. But that's something different. That's because we usually do it as a process for Sidur the Pas, A, B, and C. Zora, Boruch, Meraki. But essentially, it's all one malacha. Because what's the malacha? Getting rid of the psalmist. Is Mamela, can be mitzarif them all together. So this is the smuchim that he gets from the Yushalmi. That Mochekos Achas, Yachka Kosevos Achas is Mitztarfin l'kashir. Oh. So we have a shir of Beis Osios through a chesiva and a mechika. And why? Mishum shehein min melocha achas. Now, if I want to write something, I may need to do a mechika to erase a letter or to write a letter in its place. So these two melochas are, I don't know what word to use, but they're a zug. They're a shukfus of some sort. And he says, therefore, since there's a shukfus of two malachas, we can be mishatev them together in order to be machayev machatos by being mitzarif the sheep. So what would be, according to Igle Tal, is what Yitzhak Isaac was asking me, in the case of Machabe and Mavir, Bone and Soser, Korea and Tofer, do we say that these are also considered Zugos, right? I'm Korea in order to be Tofer, I'm Bone, I'm Sosa in order to be Bone, I'm Achav in order to be Mavir, and therefore it should have the same din as Mochek for Kosev. Do the Yushalmi mean to say that anytime we have Zugas, we can be Mitzarif them to Shir? That's one question I have. I have another question over here. What does the Yushalmi mean? He was mochek one letter and he replaced that letter that he erased with another letter. Now I have a tzirif between the mechika and the ksiva. Or did he mean to say to Yerushalmi that he could write one letter here in Makom Echad and erase a different letter but Makom Sheni, and we could be tzarif them for two osios for the shir? Not clear. In any event, let's just summarize what we're saying. According to the Gleital, since the lumbus of the Gemara, as Benny, you pointed out at the beginning of Hainu Zora, Hainu Bora, Meraki, was never rejected, even when Maskana, the Gemara is only saying that because in Sidur the past they did these three pa'ulos in the Mishkan to prepare for the Afiyah, therefore we're going to count them as three, but they're all one Malach Achas, the language of the Igletal, therefore we've been starting them. And basically what we're saying is that you could be, you could separate Ochel from Solos in three different ways, but at the end of the day you could use all three methods, but you're doing the same thing. You're taking out the Solos from the Ochel, therefore we can be tzarif them to the Shir. The basis for it is the Meiri who quotes the Yerushalmi that talks about Mechikas Osachas and Ksivas Osachas, and if it's tarif to the Shir, Shteyosis Yechai Mechatos. We don't know if Mechika and Ksiva is just representative of a whole group which we call what? Zugos. And any time two Malachas are related one to the other, we can tarif them to the Shir. I don't know if that's what Yerushalmi has in mind. And furthermore, I don't know what he means when you can even say to the Shir, is it in Makom Echad? You know, you're talking about Mechika here and then Ksiva here. So then there's a Makom Lutzarifam. But, you know, if I did a Ksiva Mos here and then a Mechika here, I don't know, I'm not sure. Is that enough also because of the nature of the relationship of Malach Achas? And that would also be enough to be comes along the Har Tzvi. Tzvi Hirsch Frank, Tzvi Pesach Frank, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. And he has a kutras which is called Lamentes Melochas. He actually calls it a subtitle Tal Horim, Tal Milosh Lamentes. So at the end of Chelek Aleph, in Melechas Zorah Bora Meraki, he argues with the Igletal. And he says the following. The Yerushalmi does not have in mind Tzirif Shir. That's not what the Yerushalmi is talking about. The Yerushalmi never meant to tell you that you could be Makai of someone for writing one letter and erasing one letter. That's not in the Yerushalmi. They have two different malachas, and each malacha requires a Shir. So you have to have Ksiv of two osios, you have to have Mechik of two osios. So what did the Yerushalmi have in mind? Yerushalmi is talking about the possibility of doing a ksiva and a mechika with pu'ula achas. In one action, you can do both. What happens? He has the os dalet. And the os dalet is a resh, except you have to remove part of the gag of the dalet. So he erases part of the dalet, let's say the right kotza yamini, and it becomes a resh. A dalet becomes a resh through what? Through mechika. Now it can go the other way around as well. You can start with a resh, and then you add a little piece, and you were mochek the resh, and now you wrote a dalet. So in both cases, there is a mechika and a ksiva, the pulachas, but again, of only one os. So you have a mechika of one os, and you have a ksiva of one os. For example, let's say he was mochek the dalet by cutting off part of the gag, and he created a resh. So what does he have? He has a mechik on a dalet and a ksiv on a resh. So the halacha is, says the Har Tzvi, that according to Yerushalmi, if he adds one os of ksiva or one os of mechik, either way, he'll be chayav achatas. But it doesn't mean that he's chayav achatas simply because he erased one letter and wrote the other letter. Notice the chiddush of the Yerushalmi is that even though I'm erasing part of the dalet, I'm chayav for ksivas haresh. I didn't write the dalet, so why am I chayav for writing the resh? But the answer is that once I transform the dalet into a resh through mechika, it's as if I wrote the resh part of the dalet, if you follow what I mean. As if I had written the dalet, and now it became a resh, so my ksiva relates to the resh. Even though all I did was a maisa mechika. So through a maisa mechika, I'm chayav for ksiva. But of how many letters? Only one. Says Har Tzvi, we would have thought that this is not called a mechika because he didn't erase an oath, he just erased the God shell. Shel Dalet. Or we would say it's not ksiva if he adds a little bit of a gag, he extends the, you know, the kutzi yamini on the top right of the reish and makes it into a dalet. That's not called ksiva. What did he do? He just added a little. No. The chidush Yerushalmi is that he's chayav in such a case for both ksiva and mechika, but only of one os. And now he has to write another os, or erase another os. And here's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. You see, the Igle Tal never quotes the Yerushalmi. He only quotes the Meiri. What does the Yerushalmi say? Yerushalmi says, Yeshu kosev nekuda achas. He added only a one little nekuda. Kate said, we'll see in a second. He's not only a kosev by adding this nekuda, he's also a mochek. Yeshu mochek nekuda achas. V'chayev alei mishum kosev u'mishum mochek. Hechavida, which is ketzad, what did he do? Hoya dalid vason reish, reish vason dalid. Chayev mishum kosev u'mishum mochek. Now, the language of Chayav Olev Mishum Kosev Mishum Mochev of Yerushalmi doesn't sound like the Har Tzvi. You know, the Har Tzvi is saying that he's Chayav only for one os, and now he has to add another os. Here it says Chayav Olev Mishum Kosev Mishum Mochev. So I guess the way the Har Tzvi is going to push it into the Yerushalmi, he means he's going to be Chayav for both Kosev and Mochev if he adds another letter, either B'ksiva or he erases another letter. But one thing is clear, says the Har Tzvi. There's no mention in the Yerushalmi of being mitzarif to Shir. That whole story is a creation of the Igle Tal's mind. So if the Igle Tal wants to be mechadish chidushin, that's fine. But don't tell me that it's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in no way, no how, is talking about tziruf. Not only that, the Meiri never added the words Mishum Shein Min Molacha Achas. It doesn't appear neither in the Yerushalmi nor in the Meiri. This is all a phrase, Matbeah Shebia Nigle Tal Shein Molacha Achas. It doesn't say Shein Molacha Achas. It says that he did an act which is defined as both Ksiv and Mechika. Right? Let's go over it one more time. He erased part of the gago shell dalit, and he created a reish. So he's chayav for both mechika because he took away the dalit, he's chayav for creating a reish. Or he added to the gago shell dalit, so he got rid of the reish, and now he has a dalit. So he's chayav for both mechika and ksiva, but it doesn't mean he's chayav yet. It means in one pu'ula, he has both a ksiva and a mechika. We're not talking about hey malach achas. That doesn't appear at all in the Yushal.
The Gemara brings the talks about the
ches,
if you went in the middle.
And you chayav in shnei zayin. Correct. So that's a whole different sugya.
If
your song
brings that, if you arrive without speed, that only in two oisias, you're
chayav. Yeah. Okay. I hear. You know that the Bavli mentions the case where you created two zayin. So you see, we still have the shear of two oisias. I just want to read to you the language of the Meiri. The Meiri says, "V'chein adin im natal gago shel dalid v'aso reish." Upirshu bav Yerushalmi shu nidon kishtayim mipnei shemochak achas v'kosav achas v'machika nitzreches l'ksiva. So he created the ksiva of the reish through machika of part of the dalet. But again, you know, the Yerushalmi doesn't say anything about tziruf. I mean, I'm sorry, the Meiri doesn't say a word about tziruf of being mitzarif the machika and the ksiva to one chiyuv chatos. Nor does the Meiri use the term shehein mein malach achas. In other words, the Igle Tal is the one who hosif me delay this line of hein malacha mishum shehein malacha achas. According to our tzvi, the Meiri means something totally different. He's just telling you that the Mechikas Gago Shel Dalet is considered a ksiva, and if he writes another letter, he'll be chayav ksiva. Now it's fascinating to me that although the Har Tzvi disagrees with the Raya of the Igle Tal from Yerushalmi, Nevertheless, Ladino, he agrees with the Igle Tal. And therefore you have a tziruf of all three malachas for the shear of Grogeris. So in other words, both according to the Igle Tal and according to the Hartzvi, if he does Zoreh, Bora, Marakeh, a third, and a third of a Grogeris, he's chayav, because we're mitzarif to the shear. But let me time it. In other words, the Hartzvi is not agreeing to the Igle Tal based on the Yerushalmi in the case of Ksiva and Mechika, but he agrees with him b'svar. And what's the svara? He says, because b'mahusan, he says, in essence, kol gimel malachos shavos hen. Ube emes, he writes, lohoy lo atana levnosam kimalachos achados. Ela kimalachas. Really, the Tana should have counted them as one malacha. Now, here's where the Hartzvi says a svara that I think Shmuel was implying before. And he says that amongst these three, if the Tana had written only one, which one of the three would have been written? Which would have been with the choice or the representative malach of these three? Anybody guess? You guessed it, Boreh. Why? He says the following. Zoreh requires the wind. So that's already miyuchad, that's already a whole to-do. Koach achmurubo, and so forth and so on. And then he says, in the case of a rakeh, what he's doing is he's using a napa, and he jumps up and down with the kemach until the good kemach falls down. Borer, however, he says, is kolel kol hamalachas kula. All the other two malachas, both other two malachas. Why? Because the tachlis of all these malachas is one and the same, namely to receive the psoles and separate it from the oak. It's mabel we understand the makshan over here, the gemara that we started with. Hainu zoreh, hainu borer hamarak. They're all basically borer, and they're all malach achas. Why does each one get a shame unto itself? It's because in the Mishkan they did all these three malachas kaseder, zuachar zu, for the sake of sidur the pas. But the svaras hamakshan was never rejected. Merakeh and zoreh is lopaka be shame borer. They are still considered borer. And therefore, if a person is borer chatzi shir and he's marked chatzi shir, he has a shir shalom of meleches borer, and therefore be chay. Now, I asked you before, in the case of ksiva mechika Yerushalmi, where did he do the mechika and where did he do the ksiva? So if you analyze this suffix from the perspective of the Yerushalmi says he erased part of the Dalit, and therefore he created a resh. Then it's makom echad. We would not have any basis from the Yerushalmi to say that you could be mitzaref a ksiva of one os here and a mechika of another os there. That's not the case of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi's tziruf is you took the same os, you erased it, therefore creating another os. You chayv for creating the os of kosev, ksiva, and you chayv for erasing the os that no longer exists as mechika. So the mashmos of the Yerushalmi is that we're talking about a tziruf in one makom. So if we apply that from the Igle Tal's perspective, Zora, Bora, Merakeh, you'd only be chayav if you take the same chitim, and what do? First you throw them up into the air, and then you realize that these chitim still have some mixture in it, so you do a borer, and then to get it to the final stage of Sol Slikia, you do Merakeh, but all in the same chitim. If I did a Zoreh here on these chitim, and a Borer here on these chitim, and a Merakeh here on these chitim, I wouldn't be chayav. It's got to be Dumya, the archetype case from which the Igle Tal, upon which the Igle Tal builds his case, is the Mochek and Kosev Vioso Maka. So there would be no Tziruf if he did Zoreh on these Shibolim and Merakeh on this Kemach. That would not be Mitzvah. Now again, there is a logical possibility to say that according to Igle Tal, if they may aim malacha achas, they don't have to be b'makom echad. Again, Yerushalmi wouldn't justify that, but the svara might justify that. that you could be mitzarev mochek and kosev in shnei makomos because they are partnership molochos, they're zugos, and to apply it to zorah bor merakeh, I can start by being zorah these shibolim, be merakeh those bore those shibolim, and then do merakeh on a third group. I don't know. Now Shmuel, we have your sugya daf kuf lamed ches. The Gemara says mishamer mishum my masrim be. Rabba Omer Mishum Borer, Rabbi Zera Omer Mishum Merakeh. Now, Rabba says that Mishamer, okay, so let's talk a minute about Mishamer. So Mishamer means you have a kli, you stretch out, how do you say in English, a matlit? A cloth or something? Is that a, yeah, some sort of a rag or sieve or something on the top that has, you know, that has little, what should I say, the fibers separate, right? And then you pour the wine in, and the shmarim remain on top, and the wine goes to the bottom. So Rabbi says that's called Meleches Borer, and Rabbi Zera says that that's called Meleches Merakeh. You'll soon see that each one gives a svara to support his sheep. Okay? So this is called Sinun Yayin, Kidei Lahotzi Menu Ashmarim, Husam Matlit Al Pi Kad, Shofech Tayayin Derech HaMatlit, Hayayin HaTzalul Yared L'Kad, Vashmarim Mish'arim L'Mala B'Toch HaMatlit. Rabba Omer Mishum Bore. So Rabba says, Kavasei Didi Mistabra, Ma Darko Shal Bore, Notel Ochel, Umeniach psolus. Okay, in borer you take the ochel, you leave out the psolus. Afhocha here to nami, no tel es ha ochel. He takes the yayin that fell through the holes. Umeniach es ha psolus. Okay, I'll come back to this in just a second. It pella of a smara here. Rav Zera, I think, is even more difficult. Omer Rav Zera kavasi didi mistabra ma darko shemarakein psolus milamala. The ochel milamata. So in the case of Iraqi, the kemach goes through the holes, and that's what you get on the bottom. So on the bottom you have the solus lekir, you have the ochel. Achoche here too, in the case of Mishamer, solus lamala, the shmarim remain on top, the ochel milamata. But I don't know, is Rabbi Zera, this is what I'm trying to rack my brains in, is Rabbi Zera saying that you're always going to be chayav for merakeh because it's psolus milamala and ochel milamata? I mean, what would be the din? Here, I'll give you a case. I want to know what Ruzeh would say about this. Let's say a person would take out psolus mitoch ochel in such a way that the psolus nimtzeis lamala. Right, for example, have you ever seen in a soup, you know, the psolus goes all the way on top, correct? So he's saying if the psolus is nimtzeis lamala bakdeira, does that mean that when I skim off the top of the, how would you call it? My wife has a word for it, but I don't remember what it is.
Skimming?
What's it called?
Skimming?
In what language is that?
I don't know.
Skimmy?
Skimming the fat?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about that stuff, that fatty stuff that goes on top of the soup when you make chicken soup. I don't know what it's called. The shuman will call it.
What's it called?
Protein
goes up. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, but you've seen that film on the top, right? So we'll call it a film. So now, according to Reb Zera, since the film is on top, now we're going to say he's chayav for shuman rocket. He's not chayav mishum borer, right? Because according to Abzera, what identifies merakeh? It's the psolus lamal, like in the case of Shmir of Meshamer Sayayin, and the ochel lamata, right? So here I have a perfect case. It's giving off the film on top of the soup where the psolus is lamala and the ochel is lamata. It's not according to Abzera. Maybe I should be chayav mishum lechus borer in that case.
Some of the menachos actually was the opposite.
I'm sorry, what I meant, I just correct myself. I'm saying, according to Abzera, should be chayav mishum merakeh in such case. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The menachos, some of them were, they used the solos that stayed on the top and they threw out the kind of thing when the bottom.
So they dafka want the psolos. Okay, so that would be a case of marakid, maybe, I would say, according to Rabbi Zeidel, right? Because it's psolos. Ah, but you're saying it's not really psolos. You mean because... Now you get into a whole other issue. What defines it as psolos?
It depends on what manacha. They never shifted the flour because they wanted the top. When you shift anyway, so you put this for one manacha and this for the other manacha.
No, well, Masha Mishal Lamal is in a cup solid and he loaded it.
Masha Lamal is even in office of Herod.
Oh, and Loza Kurzola Pah.
You give it right now.
Loza Kurzola.
The purpose wasn't to get the top.
So I'm both saying, again, I'm just suggesting here that I don't understand the point of Zera. Every classical case of Borer, if the psolus is on top and I remove the psolus, does that make it into Merakit? I don't know. I'm not so happy with Rabba either, because Rabba says that I'm removing the ochel from psolus. Now, when you pour the wine over the matlis, is that called removing the ochel? I don't know. Maybe you could, you know, arguably you're removing the psolus. The whole thing makes very little sense. So I wanted to suggest that in the light of the Hartzvi, maybe we could understand Rabba, at least. Rabbi Zeira basically. Why? Because the Hartzvi says that all these three malachas are borer. And now, we have to understand, so when is it called merakit? For example, the Gemara says that then you might be able to give hasra, let's say, according to Rav Zera, even in the case of Meshamer, but certainly in the case of the Napa, you give him a hasra for Meraki, and it'll be Chayav. What makes it into Meraki? I would say it like this, Mama Yuchadut Shal Meraki. In other words, if you tell me that all three Malachs are Borer, so then you have to define the Yuchadut. So in the case of Zora, Ifashter, you know, the fact that it's Koach HaMarubo, it's the wind, that's Miyuchad to Malachas Zora. What's miyuchad to meleches merakid? So merakid is miloshon. What's the shoresh? Rikud. I don't know if we have any chassidim here. I think you're a bunch of litvaks. Oh, okay. So we have one token chassid. I'm a chassid too. So we like to do rikud. What does rikud mean? When you shake something, it goes up and down, right? Jump up in the air. So what makes Merakid into a unique kind of borer? What's the miyuchadus of Merakid? It's the fact that you're throwing it up and down. Here, in the case of Meshamer, says Rabba, you don't have that miyuchadus of a maisa pu'ulas Merakid to make it into Merakid. You can call it borer, that's fine, says Rabba, but don't call it Merakid. That's one way of understanding Rabba, that Rabba is looking for the Yuchadis of Merakid that separates it from Borer. And he says, in the case of Meshamir, basically just pouring the wine into this Maklis, and you're not shaking anything up. It's not like the case of Kemach, where you shake the, you know, you give a real shake with a stylus, you know, and that's Merakid. But here I want to read to you one Rashi, which I think contradicts the Hartzvi. If anybody wants to do the Yashi, please. Rashi says here, in explaining Rabba, the notel ochel umeniach solas. Rashi says, ula Rabba, hu adin namim asru bo mishum merakid havi asro. Now this is very beautiful so far going to the Hatsu. Rabba didn't mean to replace the possibility, to undermine the possibility of giving Asra the Shem Merakit. Now, even if you'll tell me it's lacking in the special miyuchadus of the Maisa Merakit, because he's just pouring the wine through the Mishameres, but nevertheless, it is both Borer and Merakit, because both Borer and Merakit are separating souls from Ocha. So the Asra would be fine. So according to Rabba, Rashi says, you have two options. You can either give him a Asra b'toras Merakid, or a Asra b'shem Borer. Avol Rav Zera, look at this, I asru baby shum Borer, lav Asra hi. Delo domi le Borer. Why? Because ha'ochel amata, Vapsoles lamal. Right? What makes Merake different than Boris is Psoles is on top. And that's what happens here in the case of the Shamer. Therefore, Abzera says this is not called Borer. Mashenkim with Borer is Kidnis Shapsolis Lamata. He's talking about Borer Kidnios, and he says it, the Psolis ends up on the bottom. Here, the Ochel is on the bottom in the case of the Shameres. Yayin, right? And therefore, it's not Borer. Lachar, this is a flagrant spira to the Har Tzvi. Because what was the yisod of the Har Tzvi? That all these three malachas are basically one. Because they are borer, and the Har Tzvi goes as far as to say that if you would have had to, like the Halamin of the Gemara, you would have chosen one of these three malachas and give it a name, who would have been the nitzig, or I don't know what word to use here, you know, who would have been the nitzig, you know, the, how do they call it here with the soccer teams, you know, the hanifcheret, well, is that how they call it? Right? Who would have been the Malach HaNifcheret? Says the Har Tzvi, it would have been Borer. Because Borer captures the essence of all these three Malachs. Comes along Rashi and he says that according to Rabbi Zeira, it's not true. He's not doing Borer. And the reason for that is because he's taking the Ochel from the Psolos. Let's read it one more time. He says, Lo Domi Le Borer. Why? Because here, the Ochel is on the bottom. And if the ochel's on the bottom and the psolos on top, that's not borer. Because in borer, by definition, the psolos is lamata. And Rashi's going as far as to say that therefore, according to Rabbi Zeira, if you gave ma'asra for borer, he's not chayav. But according to Har Tzvi, borer is the essence of all three malachas. That's why you're chayav. The tachlis of the malacha, the tikkun of the malacha is borer. So why shouldn't you be chayav for...
Could be after the
Asura. Wait, Benny, I just want to know, before you slug me up, which is fine, I want to, but do you hear the cash that I'm asking? Do you have Gishmak? I always say before you slug something up, you should make a, you know, first make a Birchsa Nenim on it, you know, first enjoy the Gishmak. Look, Oret Pashtus, this is exactly the opposite of what the Har Tzvi was trying to suggest. The principle of the Har Tzvi was that Borah defines the essence of all these three malachas. Okay, in a Mishkan and in the Lama Tess malachas, the Tana is going to count these three as separate because of the fact that in Sidur in the past they have this, you know, Bezuach Arzu. But nevertheless, the Halamin of the Gemara is still correct, even the Maskanah, the essence of all these three malachas is Borah. How can you then turn around and tell me that if he gave him a Asra from Araki to go into Rebbe Zeira, he's not. If you gave him a Asra from Araki, Belosh and Borer, he's not. Borer is the essence of all these three malachas.
That could be four. If I would have to choose one melacha, Borer defines all of them. After I have three melachas, and every melacha has a certain definition, there's got to be a difference. Otherwise,
no, because again, according to Har Tzvi, what is the nature of the Isur? We're going to be mitzarif these three malachas to a shir of grogeres. The Isur is Borer.
That's right.
So you can do the Borer through Zorah, through Borer, Meraki, take your choice, but you're always doing Borer. So why shouldn't that be a valid Asra?
The principle of Asra means that he should understand. If you think this is something, he sees something else. What do you want?
So that's what I thought. But Dochak, you know, we actually ask you the Dochak. Like Tosa says, you remember the Lashon of Tosa in two places, here and in Moikotin, he says, Nira Kemaligo. You know, Hasra is not just the abstract definition of the Isur, but it also has to make sense to him. You have to communicate to him that he's about to violate that Isur. Say, he's such a big Lamdan that he knows that in Borer, you know, the psolus is lamata, and here in the case of Mishameres, there's no psolus lamata. He's such a big Talmud Chacham that therefore he thinks you're making fun of him when you tell him don't do go. Yeah, should be doich go. Okay, Rabbi Moshe. No.
Does that have a?
Everyone's babysitting.